Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
One sleeper, one breakout, and one bust for tight ends in 2022. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Thursday, August 18th episode with Heath Cummings. We're going to talk about tight ends. He's going to give you one sleeper, one breakout, and one bust for the position in 2022, as I said earlier. But first, we have to start with the big question at tight end. The question that we ask every single season, even though I'm pretty sure we know the answer every single season, even if we maybe try to talk ourselves into the answer being different every single season. And that's, is there any reason to think tight end will actually be good this year? And what I mean by that is, over the past five seasons, I just did a little research. There has not been a single time over the past five seasons when the tight end number seven has been inside of the top 30 wide receivers in terms of scoring. Is there any reason to think that's going to change this year? So basically, will there be more than a handful of tight ends who would be worth rostering if you didn't absolutely have to have a tight end?
I think that probably depends on if anybody gets hurt, because I could absolutely see, if Dalton Schultz, TJ Hockenson, and Dallas Goedert all stayed healthy, and George Kittle and Darren Waller and Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews and Kyle Pitts all stayed healthy, that we could have eight that finish in the top 30. Is that good enough?
So that sounds like what we usually have at tight end, which is that you can talk yourself into the best case scenario being that there are a handful of decent options at the position and maybe a couple of elite ones. But no, I think the answer is tight end will probably be roughly as bad as it always is. I think that's the safe assumption. So why don't we look for some players who may not be bad? Why don't you hit me with your favorite tight end sleeper for 2022?
I'm going to give you a new one, because I've said Cole Kmet and Irv Smith and Gerald Everett so many times, and some of them are losing their luster. I'm going to go with Evan Engram, who was terrible last year. But Doug Peterson's offense targeted tight ends at a 32% rate when he was in Philadelphia. Dan Arnold does not look to be a threat to Evan Engram at all. And so I think Evan Engram has got a really good chance to be a top 10 tight end if he stays healthy.
Famous last words from a fantasy analyst right there. Evan Engram has a chance to be a good fantasy option if he stays healthy. No, I agree with you. He's a borderline top 15 in the rankings for me. He's got a big opportunity. We know he's talented. It's, you know, just a question of whether he can consistently put that talent into play. So, you know, there's an opportunity for sure there, even with the additions that the Jaguars made. What about a breakout candidate? I think there's one obvious one. Let's see if you go with him.
I'm going to say Dallas Goedert. He should have been
not the one I was going to say
last year, but just absolutely dominated targets, but they didn't throw the ball enough and he didn't get into the end zone with Jalen Hurts. And so he didn't score as his target share suggests that he should. And even though A.J. Brown has shown up and has been phenomenal in camp, it still sounds like there is a large role for Dallas Goedert in this offense. I think Devonta Smith's the one who's going to be hurt the most by A.J. Brown, not Dallas Goedert. I think they're going to go back to throwing almost a normal amount. Maybe not quite league average, but not one that just stands out as super rush heavy either. So Dallas Goedert's target share could go down because of A.J. Brown, but the number of targets could remain the same. The elite efficiency should remain the same. And I think the touchdowns will bounce back. So Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I was going to say that the free spot on the bingo card is Kyle Pitts, who...
Speaking of which, you would love, in my tight end preview, I actually put Kyle Pitts in the breakouts and the bust section.
Yeah, that's, you know, I did that with Gabriel Davis in my Buffalo Bills preview. So I'm with you. I like the idea of a player being both a breakout and a bust, because Kyle Pitts kind of was last year. He was historically productive for a rookie tight end, and he was also disappointing for fantasy. Mostly because he only had the one touchdown. We've seen Delanie Walker be like a top six tight end with Marcus Mariota. So I don't think the quarterback situation is enough to pull me off of him. But yeah, if you're drafting him in the third round and he puts up 72 catches, 1,050 yards and four touchdowns, That'd be a little disappointing. Yeah, I think there's room for Kyle Pitts to be good and to be a bust. Who are you actually picking as your bust? Is it Kyle Pitts?
No, I'm going to go with Dawson Knox, who is seemingly tight end 10 everywhere. And I thought Adam Hayes made a good point on our podcast. Like, you know, there's only 9 tight ends we actually like. Is it that big a deal if people rank Dawson Knox as tight end 10 or draft him that way? And I guess it's not. If they were drafting him where I have my tight end 10, Cole Kmet, and that's at the 12-13 turn. In other words, if I don't get one of the tight ends I think is good, I'm not drafting one before the end of round 12. Dawson Knox going at the 8-9 turn in many different leagues and formats. And I just, like, I've tweeted about this quite a bit. It is not possible, I don't believe, for Stephon Diggs to remain a 10-target-a-game guy, Gabriel Davis to be the breakout top 24 wide receiver, Isaiah McKenzie to be the super-duper sleeper. The Bills clearly want to throw to their running backs more than they did in the past, and Dawson Knox is going to take a step forward. He is one of the biggest touchdown regression candidates in all of football, and I don't see any path without multiple injuries to him seeing a significant increase in target volume.
I'll make sure that you're not the low guy on Dawson Knox, because I'll let you know that he is tight end 20 for me. I am completely out on Dawson Knox. Oh, okay. Wow. So you are the low end. So Bills Mafia, direct your hate towards Heath. All right. That's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday with some salary cap draft do's and don'ts. So make sure you tune in. See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.